The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So here we are, deep in the middle of Sesshin. Each one of us working, doing our utmost, and practicing with an underlying dilemma. The dilemma of being a human being who is subject to old age, sickness, and death. And the dilemma of being a bodhisattva who vows at the end of every practice period to save all beings. The dilemma of where does all beings begin and I end? Or where do I begin and all beings end? How much do I devote to all beings? And then with the knowledge that I have to self-preserve, protect, comfort myself. Is that a problem that can be solved? I think we are all that person up a tree, biting hard on the branch, unable to reach the branch with our hands or feet. And the world is calling out to us in every moment. I found in my life when I have come upon a dilemma as difficult and painful as they are, it's always a point or a crossroads of some transformation. Often when I meet someone in Doksan and they express confusion or frustration or a dilemma, I smile a little in my inside, because this is where the practice comes. This is the gold. I have never in my life, however, faced a dilemma and thought, oh, this is good. I'm going to get something out of this. I don't think that will ever happen. But this dilemma that we face as human beings, and as particular bodhisattvas who have dedicated our life to practice, dedicated our life, at least in this sesshin, to saving all beings. There is a difficulty. What does it mean to save the numberless beings? I really appreciated Alan's talk last night when he was expressing his confusion, or maybe his questioning of this koan. How is it possible to grip a branch with your teeth and not be able to reach it with your hands? Long neck, short arms, perhaps. Or maybe when you're hanging from a branch by your teeth and you can't reach the branch with your hands or feet, you're just hanging by a branch from your teeth and you can't touch the branch with your hands or your feet. No amount of figuring, no amount of calculation, no amount of just get it right will work. You can't escape your life. And as bodhisattvas, you can't evade your service to others, because your service to others is your service to you. There's an incredible power in this practice. But the power lies not in figuring out, solving a problem, the problem of your life. The power lies in digging in, using the power of your attention, biting down on the branch. This life is so fleeting, so quickly gone. We can't waste a moment looking elsewhere. At some point, you may realize, as you bite down on that branch, dangling, that that is the life of a human being. And we can give up trying to solve the problem of being a human being, give up trying to figure it out, and be fully a human being, dangling from a branch, unable to use your hands or feet. And only in that way can we respond to the world that needs us, that needs you. Then we can have something to say, something to do. It won't happen any other time. So my encouragement for you tonight is sit here up a tree, being a human being. And so what will you do? What will you say? Thank you.